Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, we're following up on a news release that came out October 1st, and it outlines some more high grade, I'm going to call them, over some very impressive widths, drill results. Now, these drill results, just to bring everybody up to speed, are from the Pata Brava project in central Finland. Now, this project, you and I last spoke about it mid-September, following up on some other very impressive drill results. These drill results are even better than the ones from September. The headline number says 4.2 grams per ton gold over 167 meters and 3.6 grams per ton gold over a little over 65 meters. This is all focused on the Ikkari discovery. James, give us a little summary of what these drill results, even better drill results than the last round, what they're telling to you about this project.
Yeah, well, hi, Corey. Thanks for the time to do this. Look, it's these are obviously very significant drill results for the discovery and also for this Ikkari discovery, but also just for the regional context of what we've been trying to achieve and demonstrate that there is this potential in this part of the world. As you mentioned, really quite a step up in grade, effectively a 30% increase in grade from the best result we'd had so far, which was in the order of 170 meters at 3 grams. So then we set this up to 4 grams. And the important thing is it's very, very consistent, the grade throughout these holes. These intervals, just like the previous one, 69. We put this one in the back of the press release and get a chance to look at that interval from 200 meters in the hole. It's just lots and lots of grades in the range of like two grams to 10 grams and quite a few. I think we had 19 assays over 10 grams, but nothing, there's not a 1 meter at 100 grams skewing these results. It's just a very consistent, continuous mineralized zone. And the other hole we put in there, hole 47B, has a couple of zones in it. One zone at the top, which is, and in the order of, I guess that one is, 53 meters at 1.9 at the top in a separate zone, and 65 meters at 3.6 grams, and that's a scissor hole to try and show that the system, we're not drilling down anything specifically. We're trying to drill from both directions to demonstrate the fact that this is a very broad system.
Okay, and just to clarify, that's hole 74 that you outlined in this news release, and there are two drill results that are outlined here. Both came up with very nice grades. Let's look at figure 2 of the news release. I'll also post this below the interview. So we can see hole 71 here that just hit this consistency the whole way down the hole, and hole 74 that hit the upper mineralization and the mineralization a little below these ultramafic rocks. The one thing I'm seeing here too is the hole just beside hole 71, hole 59. This came from a prior release. It does show this almost 2 grams per ton over 53 meters, but then at the bottom of the hole here, we don't have any assay results. I see that it says results pending. Can you give us a little bit more color on what happened with this hole 59, please?
Yeah, so 59 was when we originally, during the Ikkari target, we drilled holes 38 and 42, which I guess you'd call those the discovery holes back in April. They were the first hole. I guess the really one that got the market interest there was 42, 137 meters at 1.8 grams. So, and then about 2 weeks later, we went back and drilled holes 59 and 61. 59 originally just ended in those sort of purpley color ultramafics just below its intercept, which was as previously reported here, like 13 meters at 15 grams. So we ended the hole there because we went back into what were potentially barren ultramafics. But with the ever-increasing understanding here, and obviously the results from hole 71 came in, and just looking at the rocks from hole 71, we've put the drill back on hole 59, and we've drilled that hole a lot further now, down to almost 300 meters below surface. So that will then get re-released, that hole, with those with the new assays, and in the next month or so, I would imagine.
So how has the turnaround time been for the drill results at the assay labs? I think a lot of people that are following the stories in North America, all we've been hearing is how backed up these assay labs are. What's it like over in your part of the world around Finland?
We've been pretty fortunate. I mean, if you look at how we work, we try and get, holes that have drilled, they try and, through the system, logged, do all the structural logging, do all the sampling of them, within sort of 4 days of the hole being finished, and then we send it off to the lab. And our turnaround is in the order of, 3 weeks, I guess, for the gold assays, usually another week for all our multi-element assays that come back as well. So, yeah, pretty good at the moment. Hopefully it stays like that. So the information turnaround, I think we wrote in this release that we have, we announced something like 17 holes. So we've reported results for 19 holes, but we've, when was that? That was on last Monday we put this release out. We had 36 holes drilled, so there's another 17 in the system. So yeah, there's plenty more news to come, and it will come through pretty efficiently.
All right, I do also want to look at figure 3 in the news release, because it does show the drill locations on this Ikkari target. Now, you mentioned hole 42, that's arguably the discovery hole, but then these current holes, they're much more to the east from that batch of drilling that really started this whole discovery. And these recent holes, they are the ones showing some of the best grade over to the east. How far of a distance is it from, let's say, hole 42, or even from the furthest point to the east of that whole discovery batch of drill results that is on the left of this map to these current results?
Okay, so it's, the gap that shows on the plan there is between hole 71 and hole 42. That section there is in the order of 250 to 300 meters, and our drilled strike length, total is in the order of 550 meters. But I guess this in the background in that image, you can see all these dots going sort of north, south, or up and down in the image. They're all our geochemistry holes and geochemistry data. And you can see that actually off to the right there, towards where it goes blue in the magnetics, there's another high grade anomaly in the geochemistry. So we actually think the footprint geochemically is bigger than any obviously of where we've been drilling it as well. So, but you'll see a steadily fill in that gap, and obviously, try and define the limits of with the drilling going forward.
So is that the strategy of at least one of the rigs that is on site, is to start to move in this gap here?
Yeah, so we have three rigs right now. Got another one came in just recently. And so all three rigs are working at this point in time. There's two rigs working in the gap area and one rig, starting to look at strike extensions as well. So, we'll get across there in relatively good time. The Finnish drilling companies are pretty efficient, so we'll get it done pretty quick.
Okay, so consistent drill results, and hopefully drill results that are just like these ones, or even drilling from back in September too. These are some very impressive grades and widths. When we do look at figure 1 in the news release, there's a lot of different other target areas too, but right now is the focus just continuing to prove out this Ikkari discovery that's down in the southwestern part?
Yeah, right now, certainly Ikkari is where we're focusing. I think we're up to about 8,500 meters drilled there. And we'll be focusing there for sure with all three rigs for the foreseeable future. And again, it's for us, we do relatively big step outs, 80 meters in either north, south, or east, west direction. We're just trying to find the limits and find the scale of it and demonstrate how big Ikkari could possibly be. As that process moves forward, and also as we go into the winter season, we'll actually move one of those rigs off and start doing some of the, revisiting some of the other discoveries we already made. We had some really fantastic discoveries at Heinä Central and Heinä South, which probably these were released a year ago now, those sort of results. So we will go back to that. We've got to go back to those because we've got programs that we want to complete in there. And also keep on potentially looking for the next Ikkari based on new geochemistry that comes back. So I think Ikkari is definitely the standout right now, but we will be making sure that people really understand the true potential of it through further drilling of this entire area.
Hey, fair enough, but I don't blame you for focusing on Ikkari because these are very impressive drill results. As a final comment, how much cash does the company still have in the bank to continue this drilling for at least the foreseeable future?
Yeah, so in the order of 30 million Canadian. So we're well positioned, and with three or four rigs, that keeps us, you know, well funded through all through this winter and through really all through next year as well. So yeah, it puts us in a very strong position to do that, and we can just, the guys in the field, they're doing an excellent job. They can just get on with that job and focus on that rather than worry about funding at this point in time, which is a good place to be.
Yes, it is. And hey, showing these drill results, it's been fun to follow along with this, James. So if anybody else has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and I will have James back on, most likely on the back of some more drill results. James, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Corey. Much appreciated.